Hi everyone, I'm Tiffany.
Oh my god, it's Tiffany!
I'm back!
Yep, Tiffany's back, and I'm Laura. I'm so happy you're back, Tiffany.
I know!
And we get to teach together!
Exactly!
So what are we teaching today?
Today, we are talking about a really, really, really cute bear from Japan.
A really cute bear from Japan! 所以今天我们要看到是一个非常可爱。你知道日本他们都有很多卡哇伊, a lot of
exactly.
cute stuff over there. Maybe we should go to Japan one day.
We haven't gone on a trip yet. We've talked on this trip
all the time. Okay, 我们就是你要去日本。But first, we need to teach today's lesson. So we're talking about a really cute bear. Is it as cute as you?
Of course not.
好了，我们是开玩笑的。那到底今天我们要讲什么呢？在这边先铺个梗，因为我们要 read our article to find out, right?
Exactly. So let's take a break and we'll be right back with our article.
Kumamon, Japan's craziest bear. There is a popular black bear in Japan. He rides motorcycles and works in offices. He has red cheeks and a surprised look on his face. His name is Kumamon.He's the mascot of Kumamoto, Kyushu, Japan. Kuma means bear, and mon is used for human in Japanese. He started off in Japan, but now people around the world know about him. That's because he does many strange, silly, and even dangerous things. He does this to bring in more visitors to Kumamoto, and to sell local products. So far, it's working.Kumamon has made millions of yen for Kumamoto.
Word power!
Motorcycle. Motorcycle. My brother is learning to ride a motorcycle.My brother is learning to ride a motorcycle. Human. Human. Some animals can hear and see better than humans. Some animals can hear and see better than humans. Visitor. Visitor. Many visitors.Come to Taipei 101 each year. Many visitors come to Taipei 101 each year. Local. Local. Victoria writes for the local newspaper. Victoria writes for the local newspaper.
Alright, so let's take a look at our article. It says, there's a popular black bear in Japan. He rides motorcycles and works in offices. Okay, a bear riding a motorcycle. This is something you don't see every day.
Of course, 真的实在是太可爱了。Okay, 刚刚课文一开始就提到在日本有只十分受欢迎的黑熊。不过奇怪的是呢它会骑摩托车耶。而且还在办公室里面工作，呵呵，我倒是想要在路上看到这个黑熊熊骑车车上班。That'll be really cute.
Yeah, I guess he's like the office lady, the OL, but the male version. Okay, yeah. So he takes a ride on motorcycles. What is a motorcycle? That is our word power word. It is a noun, and it looks like a bicycle with two wheels. But instead of moving your feet, it is run by an engine or motor.So we can also call motorcycles scooters.
没错，我们来看一下 motorcycle 这个 word power word， 它是个名词，当然就是摩托车。那刚刚 Tiffany 老师提到的 scooter， 其实也有机车的意思。那如果要区分两者的话，其实像是那个我们看到打挡比较大的这种，就是比较大的机车要跨坐的，通常呢就是 motorcycle。那比较小型一点，可能像是后座可以放东西那种，我们一般就会称它为 scooter。那一般骑机车或是摩托车，我们都要用动词 ride。For example, did you know that I can't ride a motorcycle? In fact, I can't ride a bicycle either.
Really?
但我连脚踏车都不会，好炫哦！
I can teach you how to ride a bike, but I can't teach you how to ride a motorcycle.
You don't know how to ride one either.
I'm scared. But let's take a look at our word power sentence. It says, My brother is learning to ride a motorcycle. My brother is learning to ride a motorcycle.
OK, 刚刚的例句提到就是我弟弟在学如何骑摩托车。
I think I should join your brother or my brother as well.
Right.
Yeah. So also in Taiwan, I hear this a lot. Mm-hmm. People can say, you are very motorcycle, meaning this person is super annoying or picky.
我懂你的意思。You are very motorcycle. 哎，这个根本就是中式英语 Chinglish 来着，根本老外听不懂。如果要说某人很讨厌、很机车，我们可以用 he or she is so annoying。或是呢，如果他是那种很难搞啊，爱挑东挑西，你当然也可以用 picky 这个字来形容这个机车人啊。
Right. But you don't call someone motorcycle because, like Laura mentioned, it's more like Chinglish or Taiwanese English,
right.
And that's not the right way to say it. You can simply just say, you are so annoying.
I know. I can be really annoying sometimes.
Never.
好了，我承认我对不礼貌的人，有时候我会故意机车对他们，让他们感受一下。
That's right. Okay, so moving back to our article, it says, he has red cheeks and a surprised look on his face. His name is Kumamon.Okay, so you know, actually, I've seen pictures of Kumamon, and he really does look cute, but in a really funny kind of way.
Yes, I know what you mean. 这个 Kumamon 真的超可爱，哎，他脸上呢有着红色的脸颊和惊讶的表情，所以日文我们就叫他 Kumamon， 集中我们翻为熊本熊。那刚刚提到的 cheek 当然就是指脸颊的意思啦。
Right, and the article says he is the mascot of Kumamoto, Kyushu, Japan. Okay, so we learn here that Kumamon is the mascot of a city in Japan. A mascot is a person or thing that is supposed to bring good luck.
OK, 所以课文接着呢就是介绍有关这个熊本熊 Kumamon。 哦，原来它是日本九州熊本县的吉祥物哦。我觉得它名字取得超好的耶。那 mascot 这个字我们一定要来认识一下，它就是吉祥物，比方像是 Open John、
yeah.
He is 7-Eleven's mascot.
That's right. Next in the article, let's take a look at what Kumamon actually means. So Kuma means bear, and mon is used for human in Japanese. He started off in Japan, but now people around the world know about him.
OK, 那我们来看一下分解一下 Kumamon 的意思哦。Kuma, 就是熊的意思。Mon 在日语当中是用来表示人类的意思。所以呢它起源于日本，但是现在哇世界各地的人们都知道它，它非常的夯哦。OK, 那我们来看一下刚刚有说起源，我们用到这个片语 start off, 就是有起源起步的意思啦。
Right? And that's how he got his name. Kuma, bear, and mon, human. So he is a bear human?
熊熊人。OK, 的确啦，他可以骑车耶，对不对？
That's true.
一般的熊怎么可能会骑车？所以他是跟人类一样，只是长得呢，是可爱的熊熊哦。
Alright, so let's take a look at our word power word. We have the word human. It's a noun and it basically means person.So we are humans. We have special features that are different than animals. Mm-hmm. We can communicate with each other through different languages and are smart. For example, we can build things like computers and cars.
Right, okay. 我们刚刚也提到了人类，英文我们可以用 human 来表示，它是个名词哦。不过其实 human 这个字也可以当作形容词来用啊，表示人类的什么东西，像是the human body, okay,
right.
就是人体，或是 the human brain, 我们的大脑，人类的大脑。
Right. Okay, and our word power sentence is, some animals can hear and see better than humans.Some animals can hear and see better than humans.
没错，有些动物啊，比人类的听觉和视觉更加厉害，更加好哦。
That's correct. Okay, next in the article it says, that's because he does many strange, silly, and even dangerous things.
OK， 我们提到的熊本熊，就是我们刚刚有提到，就是这是因为呢，他做了许多奇怪、愚蠢，甚至是危险的事情，所以呢，大家都认识他哦。那我们其中用到这个句型就是 That's because blah blah blah， 后面通常呢，用这个句型，我们都会接原因，就是因为什么什么。而 silly 其实就是有种傻傻的、愚蠢的啊这样子的意思。
Yeah, usually you do something like really funny, but then you know it's not really smart. So that's what we mean by silly. Exactly. Next in the article it says, he does this to bring in more visitors to Kumamoto and to sell local products.
OK， 当然他做这些事情呢是为了什么呢，就是要来替这个熊本县招揽更多的观光客，并且呢贩售当地的产品。 OK， 这里呢 bring in 就是要可以来招揽或是带来更多的刚我们提到的观光客啦。那 product 呢其实就是有着产品的意思哦。
Right, so because he's so silly, he wants to bring in more visitors. So this is a way for him to attract people.
True.
Now, a visitor is also a word power word. It's also a noun and it means a person who goes to places. And it's usually because you want to travel. We can also call them tourists.
没错，我们来看一下 visitor 这个字哦，其实它是个名词，有访客的意思，可能是来你家的访客，比方我们可以说 Oh, we are expecting visitors、
right.
我们可能就是期待某人要来我们家做客，或者呢它也有着 tourists 也就是观光客的意思哦，比方像是你可以提到 Oh, the museum gets visitors from all over the world.
That's correct、In our word power sentences, many visitorscome to Taipei 101 each year. Many visitors come to Taipei 101 each year.
没错，很多观光客呢，每年呢都会来台北看什么呢？台北101。
Right. And we see in the article that they want more people to visit the city, and one of them is because they want to sell their local products. So when we talk about something local, it means relating to a particular town or city.
没错 ，local 这个形容词有着当地的、本土的意思啦。很多东西可以是当地本土，像是local news 当地的新闻，或者是呢有时候我们提到就是附近的当地的很有名的餐厅，可以用 local restaurant 或是 local people 当地的人。
Yes, for example, chicken over rice is a local dish from 嘉义。
Right, okay, chicken over rice is a local dish from 嘉义。这个鸡肉饭呢，是来自嘉义的当地美食。
Let's take a look at our word power sentence for this word. It says, Victoria writes for the local newspaper. Victoria writes for the local newspaper.
Victoria 呢，她帮当地的报纸写文章。
And lastly, let's take a look at the article. It says, So far it's working.Kumamon has made millions of yen for Kumamoto.
好厉害，到目前为止熊本熊已经成为熊本县因为熊本县带来数百万的日元的营收，所以 so far 就是到目前为止。
Yes, so Kumamon really brings in lots of good luck for them. The town is making millions of yen thanks to this silly bear.
没错，真不愧是吉祥物 mascot， 让他们赚了好多 coco。
Yeah, you know what? I really want to visit now because of Kumamon.
真的，我超想要去日本玩的耶。
And I want to see his home city, and I want to know what the local life is like. I think it will be lots of fun.
没错，所以我真的觉得吉祥物很重要，还可以促进当地的观光。
Alright, so we know more about Kumamon's story. Let's sit tight and we'll be right back. Ooh, so now we know more about Kumamon and also the city where he's from. We really need to make our Japanese trip happen.
I know. Say if we go there, are we really going to see Kumamon riding a motorcycle on the street?
I hope so. That would be really funny.
So maybe he can teach us how to ride a motorcycle.
Yes, he can be our motorcycle teacher.
Okay, so now we and Tiffany have started the plan. We're going to go to Kumamon. Kumamoto to see Kumamon. Wow, this is really cool. Okay, so that's it for today. Until next time, this is Laura.
This is Tiffany. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Do you have a map? Because I'm lost in your eyes.
Do you have a map? Because I'm lost in your eyes.
I have. 怎么办？二月了，各位同学，你们知道什么日子就快要来了吗？就是情人节啦。哦，你笑什么笑？老师没有告诉过你当学生不能谈恋爱，反正会分手吗？好啦好啦，开玩笑的啦。不过二月的一刚开始啊， Vina 我呢还是要来甜蜜轰炸一下。大家有没有被追求过的经验呢？例如你脚会不会酸，因为你一直都在我脑海里奔跑着。什么？想嫌我老，觉得这一切都落伍了吗？但承认吧，你依然还是会被这种老掉牙的招数给小小的震撼到，还不快点学起来。 Do you have a map? 你有地图吗？这时候对方的心里一定会想说，哈，现在是怎样？你就要赶快接， Because I'm lost in your eyes，因为呢，我在你的眼睛里迷路了，是否都可以用刨丝刀来刮刮鸡皮疙瘩了呢？你昨天有睡饱吗？ Did you get enough sleep last night? 因为啊，我看见你在我的梦里， Because I saw you in my dream. 还来？好啦好啦，来我们再来看一下今天的小聚会咯。 Because I'm lost in your eyes，这里呢是要表达自己迷失了，要使用过去分词当作形容词使用的 lost 哦。虽然和动词的 lose 失去的过去式长得一模一样，但这里啊不是当动词的用法哦。例如 I'm lost in the woods， 我在森林里迷失了，都是一样的用法哦。 OK then， 我们再来轰炸一下。 Do you have a map? Because I'm lost in your eyes. OK， I'll see you tomorrow. Bye。
Do you have a map? Because I'm lost in your eyes.
Do you have a map? Because I'm lost in your eyes. Chit chat.
Hey, Sammy, I can't hear you. Sorry, I can't listen you. I can't hear
you. Oh, 你是不想听还是听不到啦？
然后我买这个发箍，还有这个新的项链啊，还有这个表啊，都买好多东西哦。
啦啦，你每次都乱花钱乱买东西。You should hear my advice， 知道没
？OK OK，
省钱省钱。
好，对，表姐 ，Are we still going shopping later？
Go shopping？ 你还要买东西 ？Oh my god， 没救了。
哎呦，我的意思是说去逛街，又没有说要花钱啊。We could go window shopping。不过刚刚表姐希望我可以听进她的建议，她说 You should hear my advice。 同学们，你们听出哪里错误了吗？没有错，很多人都会觉得说 hear listen 啊，不都是听的意思？不过其实他们用法可是差很大。表姐刚刚应该说的是 You should listen to my advice， 因为 listen 有表示仔细听、注意听的意思哦。而且因为它是一个不及物动词，所以不可以直接接受词，所以后面常接介系词 to。 For example， listen to this song， it's so good。 Or shh， I'm trying to listen to the voicemail。所以呢，为什么刚刚表姐说听她的建议不可以用 hear 呢？因为 hear 一般是指这个不是很刻意或是很不经意就可以听到这样的意思。所以像是听到这个门铃响、电话响都可以这么用。For example, I think I heard the doorbell ring. Or did you hear the phone ring? 不同于 listen, hear 可以直接接受词，因为它是个及物动词。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
Listen 是仔细的听，而 hear 只有听到的意思哦。
Kumamon, Japan's craziest bear. There is a popular black bear in Japan. He rides motorcycles and works in offices. He has red cheeks and a surprised look on his face. His name is Kumamon. He's the mascot of Kumamoto, Kyushu, Japan.Kuma means bear, and mon is used for human in Japanese. He started off in Japan, but now people around the world know about him. That's because he does many strange, silly, and even dangerous things. He does this to bring in more visitors to Kumamoto, and to sell local products. So far, it's working. Kumamon has made millions of yen for Kumamoto.
Motorcycle, motorcycle. My brother is learning to ride a motorcycle. My brother is learning to ride a motorcycle. Human, human. Some animals can hear and see better than humans. Some animals can hear and see better than humans. Visitor, visitor. Many visitors come to Taipei 101 each year. Many visitors come to Taipei 101 each year. Local, local. Victoria writes for the local newspaper. Victoria writes for the local newspaper.